Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 23, verses 26 through 28. Proverbs 23, verses 26 through 28. It says, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit. An adulteress is a narrow well. She lies in wait like a robber and increases the traitors among mankind." If you were with us last Saturday, you'll saw that we were in the Book of Proverbs, and just verses prior to this, we're looking at how the proverb writer was saying to his son, please listen to your parents, listen to your father, listen to your mother. Now we get some specific instruction here in verse 26. He says, "My son, give me your heart, let your eyes observe my ways." And then the father says this, "For a prostitute is a deep pit, an adulteress is a narrow well. She lies in wait like a robber and increases the traitors among mankind." Look at how the prostitute is described here. She's described as a deep pit or a narrow well. Both are almost impossible to get out of. Folks, if you're caught in one of these, deep pit or a narrow well, you're in a mess, and you need help from someone else to get you out. You can't get out of a deep pit yourself, and you can't get out of a narrow well yourself. You need help. What's sad is the individual that was described as the deep pit or the narrow well was a prostitute or an adulterous woman. In other words, these women who are out there trying to get you to fall to sexual sin. And today it's even worse. They used to stand on the street corners in days past. Now it's everywhere with the internet and with pornography and all the things that are out there. It's everywhere. And not only that, our television shows are encouraging fornication and sleeping with people that are out, not their married mates, and sexual relations outside of marriage. It's prominent and prevalent in our whole society. It's being offered. What do we do then? What do we do? We've got to turn to the only one who can give us victory over sexual sin. Folks, having been a man myself for 52 years, I know very much the struggle in this area and the temptation to sin in this area. By God's grace, I was a virgin when I got married, and I have remained faithful to my wife for 27 years of marriage. Yet, at the same time, I can't tell you that it's been easy and that it hasn't been a struggle or a temptation, but I'm going to share with you the way that I have found victory over sexual sin, and it's from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. It says, "We don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are," listen to the rest, "yet without sin. Then let us go with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I have learned over the years to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ and to turn to him in those times, because he walked in a human body. He was the man just like me, tempted in every way, yet he never sinned. And that same Jesus now lives within my heart, and he gives me victory over sin, and he'll give you victory over sin. But you first got to acknowledge what this is a trap. What seems pleasing to the eye and pleasant or something that you want to do is actually a deep pit or a narrow well. And listen to your Heavenly Father. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, listen to verses 15 through 20. "Do you not know that your bodies are members or parts of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Folks, today's challenge is very simple. There is temptation to sin, especially sexually, all over the world. It's everywhere. Everywhere you turn, you see it on television, you see it on the internet. Today's challenge is this. Are you going to listen to your Heavenly Father? Are you going to turn to the one who will give you victory over sexual sin? Will you acknowledge this is pleasing to the eye, but not really a good thing? It's a deep pit or a narrow well. And it's just, she's waiting for me like a robber. She wants to steal from me. She doesn't want to give me. She doesn't want to bring to my life or add to my life. She wants to steal from me. Oh, ladies, you're being tempted to sin against your husband, against the Lord. He doesn't want to give to you. He wants to steal from you. He wants to take from you. Today, turn to Jesus. Run to Jesus and get salvation or victory over sin or both. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.